Ladies and gentlemen, to the show where the music never seems to stop. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. I just did a huge redesign on it and I think it looks freaking fabulous. I hope you all enjoy it because I worked on it for a long time so that other people would make it a little bit easier. And less scattered about as it was. I have a thinking, feeling about scattering, as it were, of the mind. And it's happening to a lot of people. I think maybe smart meters have got something to do with it. My former producer, he got a smart meter installed by these local council thugs. And all of a sudden, everybody starts getting sick. Headaches. Nausea, the whole deal. It's like you're sitting with your head next to a microwave. It's quite nasty. And goodness knows what would necessitate such a device that causes such damage to so many people, to the point where there are massive protest movements working against it, of people who are reasonable, well-informed, and have absolutely no time for lies or scientific nonsense to explain away the damage that is plainly visible. My very special guest is Joshua Hart. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vinny. I appreciate you having me on today.
Can you please explain, you know, both to myself and the audience, just a little bit about yourself and in general, just who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, I am 35. I've been an environmental activist for about 15 years now, and fought for many years for, you know, safer bicycle and pedestrian conditions in cities, and for good climate policy. And you know, I was in the UK for 2 or 3 years, getting my master's degree in transportation planning. Got back to the U.S. and moved into a little cabin in the Santa Cruz Mountains in the Redwoods here in California, just south of San Francisco. And I've also worked in the energy industry when I was younger. And one day PG&E, who's our utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, knocked on our door and said, "We're here to install a smart meter." And because my girlfriend had concerns about the wireless technology that she'd heard that these meters used, we said, "No thanks." And they said, "Well, there's no opting out. These are mandatory, and you have to have one on your home." And so at that point, we said, "Well, you don't have permission to do that." And I spent the next couple of weeks researching the health effects of electromagnetic fields and wireless technology, which I had always assumed was safe. I guess I trusted the government, trusted the industry that this stuff was not going to harm us. And you know, I feel sort of bad about it now because I ridiculed my girlfriend at the time for suggesting that they weren't safe. And then I started reading all these peer-reviewed studies, you know, that suggested that, look, even wireless emissions at very low levels, far lower than what's allowable under current regulations, have been observed disrupting DNA, breaking open the blood-brain barrier, responsible for cancer and a number of other ailments. And so we started organizing and fighting these meters here in Santa Cruz County, and the fight spread throughout California. And currently we're at 47 local governments who've gone on record opposing the installation of these meters. And we're in this bizarre sort of Orwellian situation where we've had more than 10,000 health complaints submitted to the California Public Utilities Commission. They have ignored them.
I think Orwellian is the exact word, because it's interesting, isn't it? Whenever you tell somebody about this, they all say the same thing. Oh, well.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it is very, very scary what's going on. We have the absolutely criminal and outrageous situation developing in the last couple of days here in Santa Cruz County, where, you know, we've been working with families who've been suffering health effects, as you mentioned, the headaches, the nausea, the dizziness, the ringing in the ears, to the point where it's become unlivable in their homes. And they've asked PG&E to remove the smart meters, and the utility refuses.
I think I've got it down. You know those little bug contraptions that you plug into the wall and then they emit a frequency that makes the bugs go away? That's what these ones are.
Or the rats. Yeah, they're the same things, but they work for the humans.
Well, don't the people who put this in conceive us to be rats rather than humans?
Well, I think...
Do they have a contempt for human life and personal freedom and health and everything like that?
I think, you know, you're exactly right. And I was actually at a utility conference, you know, luncheon last year, and the guy who was presenting was comparing utility consumers to rats and laughing about it. And they were all, you know, they didn't know I was there, and they were all laughing to themselves about how, you know, people are, utility customers are just rats in a maze. And this is essentially just a giant experiment on people, on all of us. And every day that goes by with more and more people complaining of health effects, with little to nothing being done by our governments to control this and to protect the public health, you know, the people that are suggesting that this is intentional gain a little bit more credibility.
I think a smart criminal tries to play a scam on people, and if it doesn't work, he stops playing the scam because he might get caught. But if he's got a scam that's good and it's going, he keeps doing it and tries to make sure that the scam doesn't fall apart. And I think that's all that's really going on here, because the more questions you ask, the more they repeat their previous answers, which means there's no real depth to them, which means it's a freaking lie.
Yeah, and you have this you know, situation where today PG&E cut off four families, including a mother and father with two small children, and they're threatening to cut off a 75-year-old woman for replacing their smart meter with an analog meter, and they have no legal right to do that, but they're putting people in this really impossible situation of, you know, your kids have headaches or we cut off your power, and that's what we've come to in 2011.
Is that what's going on everywhere, though? Because I see the exact same thing happening in my country and every country around the world. There's just this projected general scope of scumbaggery, okay? They're trying to make sure that life is unlivable. They're trying to make sure that people basically don't want to live anymore, because the stress and the trauma and all of the knock-on effects, which is what is very little expanded on in the media, is just how much living under intense strain can affect your life.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, the way that our societies are structured from the top right now are designed to maximize stress, it seems like. And, you know, whether it's the traffic you're talking about and the noise pollution and the air pollution and the unlivable conditions in many cities these days, whether it's the electromagnetic fields from cell towers and people's cell phones that they may not even realize that are responsible for a lot of their health effects, there does seem to be this sort of critical mass of unlivability in our cities and in our communities. And you got to wonder, it's like, why are we putting up with that? Why are we putting up with a situation where we're designing human communities that are hostile to humans and most other life for that matter too?
Yeah, I know. It's really primitive. It's as though we're Tarzan swinging through the jungle on giant freaking vines. And each vine that we grab onto as we reach for the next one is another stack of stress and pain and anguish that we have to basically just live through so that somebody else can have their agenda fulfilled.
Yeah.
What is that agenda? If it's going to dominate my life, which it does, and anybody who thinks that this the rulings of very, very large companies and coercion with government and all of the stuff that's going on everywhere, as far as I'm concerned, the corporations now own the governments. And we're simply playing out whatever plans they got for us. So when it comes to smart meters, what is it the thing, what are the health effects, first of all?
Well, the most common health effect from the meters that has been reported to us, and you know, we run the website stopsmartmeters.org, which gets thousands of hits every day, and people are you know, using it as a forum to communicate on, and we're getting inundated with these health effects, reports of these health effects. People are also going to smartmeterhelp.com and reporting any health damage. But the most common by far is probably insomnia, some sort of sleep interruption. Many people are reporting that they're waking up at 3 o'clock, 3:15 in the morning specifically. I don't know why 3:15, but that apparently has been reported a number of times. Some people cannot.
Whoa. How many times has it been reported that they woke up at 3:15?
I think we've heard that from four or five people at this time, at this point, and we've had reports of sleep interruptions from hundreds, if not thousands, at this point. A woman in Santa Cruz said she couldn't sleep for 3 months after the smart meter went in, and she finally took out. Yeah. She might have gotten an hour or two in the morning when she was so exhausted and she had to go to work in a few hours. But people are beginning to not put up with this, to say, enough is enough. I'm going to be safe in my home. Older analog meters are widely available, and people have been buying them and having them replaced on their homes. And this woman, Gretchen, there's video of these people's testimonies on our website. She reported that for the first time in 3 months, she actually slept through the night. And PG&E today came in, vandalized the locking bar that she had locked her analog meters up with, and they ripped it off and forced their smart meters back onto her apartment building.
She needs to get herself a shotgun.
Well, I think no one wants it to come to that, but and it's a joke. But there have been people who are defending their properties with shotguns, and it's getting really ugly out there.
Well, that's what it comes down to. If they are going to use force, then you have to use force. Otherwise, you're defenseless.
Well, I think that that's an important point, that this is an attack, that this is violence. It's not the traditional source of violence, and it's a little bit more difficult to see it as violence because it's invisible, because it's electromagnetic fields, which for a long time most people have considered to be safe. And it's not safe. These have very definite biochemical effects, and some of the other health effects that have been reported are headaches, particularly headaches in the temple region of the head, ringing in the ears, tinnitus, various nausea and dizziness, and those are the short-term health effects. The longer-term health effects, which we're just learning about more and more now with regard to cell phones, is brain tumors. And those are rapidly increasing in countries that have been, using cell phones for a long time, like Scandinavian countries. So
I remember seeing a piece on 60 Minutes where some guy, some congressman or whatever, had a brain tumor the exact shape in the cell phone and even the button indentations.
Wow. Yeah, the evidence is overwhelming at this point. The fact that our governments have not mandated warning labels on cell phones is particularly for children. You know, it's just outrageous. No,
they do. They're like in the very incredibly tiny fine print that is inside the small envelopey type unfoldy massive map type thingy that just stretches down to the floor with all this warning label, like medical side effects, for example.
Right.
And it's right in there, and you're not supposed to have it within 2 centimeters of your body at any time, according to the warning labels in some cell phones.
That's right.
How do you use a cell phone without it getting within 2 centimeters of your body?
Well, no one does. But the cell phone companies are putting these warnings in so they can point to them and say, look, we warned you. You know, you have no legal case against us for your brain tumor. We're sorry that you have a death sentence, but we warned you. So there's been a lot of people who for some time in this movement have been suggesting that this is somehow intentional or some sort of population reduction plan by the powers that be. And, a lot of people have been laughing at them and saying, oh, that's ridiculous. It's just greed. It's not real. But then the other day, something came over our desk which made us give us a little bit of pause, and that was that an activist with Nevada Stop Smart Meters, a woman who lives in Las Vegas and is chemically sensitive and electrically sensitive, she found a document that indicates that the funding for Nevada's smart meter program came through a budget line item for military research and development.
Yeah, the U.S. military is always running experiments on Americans without their known consent. And this is just one more of them as far as I'm concerned. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Joshua Hart from StopSmartMeters.com, I think.
.org.
And we'll, .org. It's an organization, not a commercial operation. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in 3 models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. with over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I got some so-called friends. Smile right to my face.
Smile right to
all
your face.
All when my back is turned.
And when your back is turned,
they like to
they'll put a smile meter next to your place. Oh, no, no, no. They're gonna cook up your brain cells. There's only one thing I need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of good health, reason, non-violence, then you've got to be prepared to protect it from those who are prepared to use it. My very special guest is Joshua Hart from StopSmartMeters.org. Welcome back.
Thanks, Benny.
Can I ask you a personal question?
You may.
What was it that actually made you decide to devote so much of your time to this particular issue? Like, why you and not others? Because I'm sure this isn't the only thing that has happened to everybody.
Well, first of all, I should say that StopSmartMeters.org is one organization fighting these meters. There's a lot of other grassroots organizations like EMF Safety Network, EON3, the Ecological Options Network, and others who are fighting this. And you know, there are about 30 organizations now throughout the United States who are fighting these on a grassroots basis. So we were, in there at the beginning, but there are lots of others who are working on it.
I was going to say, but what's the common thread?
Well, the thing that's really fired people up and made them really hopping mad and angry and mobilized and out there on the streets protesting these meters has been health and just the not only the theoretical effects of rolling these pulsed microwave devices on every single structure throughout our society, but the actual effects that we're observing on the ground that aren't being studied, that aren't being looked at by health departments, but are being very, very vigorous and reported on the internet. I think the reason why I, jumped at this, I mean, there's obviously a lot of different environmental health campaigns and issues that to work on. The reason why, I think I latched onto this fight against smart meters and we started this website is that, about a month or two before they tried to put a smart meter on our home, I read a book called The Secret Teachings of Plants by a guy named Stephen Howard Buhner, and his last name is Buhner. This is a fantastic book, and essentially what he talks about is the fact that, you know, you go to all these indigenous cultures around the world, and they all have very intimate relations with the animals and the plants in their environment, and they know which plants are medicinal, which are edible, and you know, ethnobiologists and anthropologists from a Western perspective will go and ask them, you know, how do you know this one's not going to kill you, and how do you know this one's going to heal your headache? And they all say, you know, pretty much the same thing, which is that the plants tell us. And, of course, the anthropologists from a very mechanistic Western worldview go back and they report, oh, well, they say that the plants tell them, but obviously that's not true. I mean, we're sure it's just trial and error, you know. You probably heard that before. And anyway, to cut a long story short, what Buhner suggests is that, you know, we have this inbuilt capacity to both send and receive electromagnetic fields through our heart fields, and that the heart, you know, this is not like whacked out crazy science. This is, you know, if you think about it, you know, when they take an ECG, they're measuring the electrochemical transmissions from your heart. And what he talks about is very recent research that shows that the heart is, you know, far from being just a pump, is actually a you know, made up of about 50% neural cells. And that, you know, we likely have this ancient ability to discuss, to communicate with a variety of different species, and that, you know, the recent huge, you know, development of wireless technologies is interrupting that, and that might be, you know, a real source of a lot of the world's ills at the moment, that we don't have that empathy or the understanding or that basic sort of sixth sense. And you know, it's not that hard to understand and hard to believe when you realize that every cell in our body is an electromagnetic, you know, sort of entity. It's sending and receiving electromagnetic signals constantly, and your brain, you know, does that constantly. So the idea that, you know, even there's this potential of this ancient ability of ours that's now being disrupted by wireless technology was enough for me to, you know, put everything aside and really fight this as hard as we could.
Yeah, I can understand that. Because there's some connection that we have with nature, as it were. And I think that that's really in danger now, because you only really perpetuate what you seem to have contact with. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, kids, how much contact do they have with nature? How many times are they going out climbing trees and getting amongst it, you know, getting dirty, walking through a mud flat or whatever? You know, you can have great fun. But now, sitting inside, playing PlayStation in front of a TV, which incidentally bathes the microwave radiation.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, and all this, you know, I mean, all this technology is like incredibly seductive. It's like, you know, it's incredibly attractive and addictive. And, you know, the National Institutes of Health in the U.S. found that, you know, holding a cell phone up to your head is actually stimulating brain cells and increasing the brain glucose metabolism, which, you know, they say may be linked, may be associated with some sort of addictive properties of a cell phone. So, you know, it's really tough to get kids outside nowadays, which, you know, before it was like they wanted to go outside. And I think a lot of people who are now just now realizing that they might be electrosensitive only realize that when they get out into the wilderness and, you know, feel so much better than they do in built-up areas. And they realize, oh, well, the reason might be, you know, the proliferation of cell towers and smart meters and all this stuff. And we of course, depend on all that. And you know, the natural world, and we ignore it at our peril. And I kind of think that the way that things are going right now, I don't know, you know, if you've ever had a relationship, or if you know a relationship where one party, you know, maybe the boyfriend was just taking advantage of the girlfriend, just like taking and taking and taking and never giving back, and, you know, the relationship gets rocky, and it gets to a point where the girlfriend says, well, you know, enough, I'm over this, and you know, I'm dumping you. And, you know, I think our relationship with the natural world is a bit like that, where we're just taking and taking and taking and not giving back. And at some point, the natural world is going to say, enough of you, you know, we've had enough. And I think we're flirting with that right now. And, you know, we better learn to respect our mother, or things are going to go really south really quickly.
Well, yeah. And ultimately, if you don't have any familiarity with the natural way of things, you're not going to actually try and protect it. And then you're going to lose it forever. Right now, we've got a huge extinction problem in New Zealand, for example. We've got a whole quadrille of native birds and things like that that are just on the edge of survival. Beautiful birds and what have you. And nobody's really coming out of the woodwork to come and try and save them or breed them or anything like that. No volunteers. People just don't care anymore. They haven't heard about it, seen it, been with it, done anything. What's happening to our entire race? We're all locked in one space, generally, watching a little oblong box in the corner of the room telling us what to think and what to talk about.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we're really lost, and we tend to think that just because, you know, if we just work really hard and get a good job and keep in line and keep our mouth shut, that we're going to have money in the bank and we'll be able to have a good retirement and we'll be able to, the world will be, you know, the way it is now. You know, I think that should no longer, if anyone's seriously paying attention to what's going on in the world, that assumption is not, you know, should not necessarily hold water. And you know, we need to start thinking beyond just, you know, enriching our personal bank accounts and look back at, like, you know, what's happening to our watershed. Like, can we drink the water? Can we grow food locally? You know, how would that look? And it's what's really hopeful is the Occupy movements that are springing up. And, you know, here in Santa Cruz, we you know, our Occupy encampment was just raided very violently by the police. But you know, there have been multiple sort of occupations in solidarity. One of them was a community garden that sprang up out of a vacant lot, and, you know, it was subsequently bulldozed. But the point is that, you know, there's this awareness and this sort of growing, you know, resistance to this devastating, dangerous system that we live under, with people saying, well, we don't have to, you know, obey this anymore. We can just take our freedoms back and build the kind of world that we want to live in. And that's fantastically, you know, exciting. And you know, that's once people taste that, and I tasted that when I was living in the UK. It was in, you know, climate camp, which was involved in putting, you know, using direct action to shut down major emitters of carbon dioxide, and it's just fantastic how, you know, a community could be built up literally overnight, and that it could be, you know, at least on a small scale, really run by consensus without a central authoritarian, you know, dictator, and how people are sort of hardwired to make that happen, and, you know, that's just fantastic stuff.
Well, that kind of element is what I like about the Occupy Wall Street, is that there really isn't any leader, and there isn't any really central core column. And I think it's an expression, more or less, of just how many things are wrong.
Exactly, yeah. There's so many things that are wrong that people, you know, often get overwhelmed and just sort of hide under the covers and not wanting to engage with it. But if we begin to see the linkages between, you know, the tar sands pipeline that they're proposing between Canada and the Gulf Coast, and the smart meter issue, and cell towers and cell phones being dangerous, and you know, water pollution and oil drilling and all this stuff.
Mercury in the energy saving light bulbs, the lithium in the water, the fluoride.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, the list goes on, and a lot of these are, of course, you know, the false solutions to climate change and other environmental ills that we've been sold, like, you know, smart meters and like you know, compact fluorescent light bulbs that actually just you know, just move the problem to another area rather than solving it. And, you know, I think to the extent that we can link all of our, all of these issues together and form a common movement, you know, because not every one of us has a busy life and we have a lot of responsibilities, and it can be overwhelming to try and deal with each of these issues on their own, you know, and dealing with the lobbying and the governments and the policies. But I think what a lot of people are coming to is that the system cannot be reformed, that we cannot go and fix things individually, that really the whole system needs to be overturned and you know, the common threads, which are health and safety and protection of the environment, need to come first, and there's no compromise on that. And you know, once we begin to connect the dots, I think that we'll, you know, for a long time I was convinced that just by if we change this policy and if we got, you know, if we got the new political party in power, or if we, you know, if we got people to you know, ride their bikes more or to to use less electricity, that we could solve things. But this is a systemic problem, and it really needs a systemic solution. And you know, that's a shift that I think I'm seeing more and more in the world today.
Well, you know, I saw a movie called Thrive. Have you seen this
film? I just saw it, yeah. And I
like the part where we talk about the international network of activist groups that are combining through the internet to create literally a global network of completely independent people with all their own various different ideas and whatever, working together to influence global events.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's a fantastic film. You know, it came out on November 11th, and I encourage people to watch it online. Thrive, the movie, and you know, it's really interesting to see some of these ideas that were, you know, have been very marginalized for a long time. You know, really be starting to be taken seriously by, you know, if not mainstream, at least, you know, coherent and popular voices within the community. And yeah, that network of you know, nonprofits and grassroots groups that are fighting for social and environmental justice around the world are very powerful, you know. And I think we often just you know, discount just how powerful we are, the 99% after all. And you know, we forget that power is not given. I mean, power is not taken, from you know, a government authority from us. It's given, you know, up willingly from us. And if we don't give our power up, you know, we take back our power, I think, you know, there's that very subtle but fundamental shift in how you see the world, and that's what's, you know, what's empowering a lot of people today to resist some very upsetting and very catastrophic events, you know, of which the smart meter rollout is just one.
Yeah, well, it's all orchestrated. How could it not be? If it wasn't a conspiracy, then occasionally things would begin to improve. They only get worse.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
You know, don't be naive, people. I'm sure you're over 18 by now. Get it together. Stop being a sucker. Yes, powerful people use power and influence to gain more power and influence. It's not freaking rocket science. It's incidentally psychology. And we'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about depopulation. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question, allegedly. A very special guest from StopSmartMeters.org is Joshua Hart. Now, I want to talk about depopulation for a minute with you, because I feel, and I think it's pretty obvious, that there is a deliberate agenda to depopulate the Earth. And it involves so many, many poisons and toxins and things that wouldn't be there because, hey, they're actually more expensive to put the toxins and chemicals in than it is to have it with it out. There seems to be a deliberate, absolutely mind-bogglingly psychopathic agenda to have everybody poisoned all day, every day, in every way, so that someday they will die from it. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like I wake up in the morning and I look out, I see a nice, beautiful chemtrail, I get bathed in the annoying sleep-disrupting patterns of an alarm clock, I get bathed in its radioactive, silky pajamas. Every single thing as I go through my day is contaminated, poisoned, coated with something, or done something wrong to it. Doesn't matter whether it's the tip of your cigarettes or the lining on some kind of freaking plastic plate that you're eating out of. It's all contaminated and poisonous in some way, shape, or form, guaranteed. Unless it's got Uber credentials, ones that aren't already corrupt. Because the people who say that everything is safe for you are also corrupt and in the pockets of those people who are poisoning you intentionally. It's a perfect circle of scumbaggery. And people got to wake up to this and realize that there are no freaking accidents when it comes to mass genocide. There are none. Every time throughout history, this is what happens. People start getting violent and suppressing their will on other people. And if people don't instantly react and fight back and go, oi, no, while they're weak, then you got a real problem. Then you got a police state. Then you got eugenics operations where you'll just be sterilized without will. You won't be able to grow so much as a carrot. You'll be living in a slave block in the middle of the city along railroad tracks and pack 'em and stack 'em, 10 foot by 10 foot prison cell crib living quarters. There is no upper limit to tyranny. Make no mistake. So when we talk about any issue that combines with this particular agenda, they all need to be treated with the exact same importance, because that's what it means to be unified. If you want to defeat somebody who basically takes control of their enemies by using divide and conquer tactics, knowing that, obviously you must unite and fight, and get rid of those freaking smart meters. What do you reckon, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's two schools of thought. One is that they're all just so greedy, and they just don't care about health and safety. And the other is that they're intentionally doing it to us to depopulate the world or for whatever reason. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it's looking increasingly like the latter, and especially when you learn things like, you know, the way that we have this natural capacity within the structure of our brains to keep out toxins. It's called the blood-brain barrier. And what researchers have found is that when you expose the brain to certain frequencies of electromagnetic fields, that disrupts the blood-brain barrier and allows the toxins into the brain. And, you know, they use this for chemotherapy when they need to get chemo drugs into the brain to you know, heal brain tumors or whatnot. They actually expose the brain to these electromagnetic fields in a particular frequency. And, you know, is it any coincidence that they're using these exact frequencies on, you know, for cell phone networks and for, you know, smart meters? I think that there are, it would be a remarkable coincidence, and it would show a real ignorance of the science if it were just that, you know, they're just greedy bastards and they're just trying to make a ton of money. So as unpalatable and as most people would, you know, just be so horrified by even considering this, we need to at least begin to consider the possibility. And either way, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, just multinational corporations being incredibly greedy, polluting our environment and just not giving a crap, or whether it's something more insidious and genocidal, as you say, we need to fight back and we need to defend ourselves. And one of the things that we've been encouraging people to do is, if they have a smart meter, to just simply purchase an analog meter, which are available on the internet for, you know, between $10 and $50, and have it replaced. And it looks like that action is now prompting utility companies to disconnect people. But at the end of the day, that might not be a bad thing. If we can, you know, if we have the capacity, if we're in a situation where we can generate our own power, where we can simplify our lives, where we can, you know, use less appliances, watch less TV, read more books, and get, you know, at least municipal control over power supply, because the situation that it is where it is in America right now is that these investor-owned utilities are owned by the 1%. They're owned by corporations and investment banking firms like Goldman Sachs, and they are, you know, unleashing this attack on the public. And what's particularly scary about it is that people are in denial about it. A lot of my friends in environmental circles won't speak to me anymore because they don't want to engage with the fact that, you know, wireless technology is potentially hazardous, because it means that the cordless phones and the cell phones and the, you know, the Bluetooths and all the technology that they filled their lives with and their homes with is alien and hazardous. And it requires a shift in worldview, and that is very difficult for some people.
Well, I think everybody's got that problem, don't you think? And it usually takes an immense amount of suffering to figure it out really, really clearly.
Yeah, it's really sad. You know, it's like we're you know, if you know, researchers' predictions hold true, we're facing a real epidemic of brain tumors, and you know, these are for in people who weren't warned, weren't aware of the risks. You know, we were out blocking Wellington Energy installation trucks around the corner from our house here in Scotts Valley, and you know, this guy, they call the police. The police show up. They say, "You got to get out of the way, or you're going to be arrested." And a neighbor comes out of his house saying, "Oh, I really appreciate what you're doing and the campaign you're running. And I told the installer to get off my property." And you know, we're standing there with the police officer, the smart meter installer, myself, and this neighbor. The neighbor pulls up his shorts, and you know, he shows us this tumor on his leg, the size of a tennis ball. And he said, "This, I used to work for a tech firm. This is where I kept my cell phone turned, you know, switched on for like 10 years." And he showed us another tumor on his ear, on the same side of his head where he spoke on his cell phone. And you know, it's not just something that is being reported by researchers. This is something that is happening to our neighbors and our friends and our loved ones. And you know, I just all you can do is warn people and refuse to be intimidated and give them the choice, give them the knowledge. You know, because there is something about electromagnetic fields that breaks up DNA strands, particularly the more dangerous double strand breaks, and that leads to cancers and long term genetic disorders. So whoever is, you know, making these decisions about, you know, putting up all the cell towers, putting up all the smart meters, for some reason, someone wants to just inundate every single environment with electromagnetic fields, and we're seeing this just disastrous, really sad stories of smart, you know, they're called smart meter refugees, and they're actually calling them this in the media in Australia now. You know, people who have become sickened by smart meters and are running away, often living in their cars, often living in remote areas, really struggling, you know. And over the past 6 months, I myself have developed electrosensitivity. I think it's after I was measuring the radiation from a bank of 120 smart meters in Berkeley, something just clicked, and you know, my heart felt like it was skipping a beat, and my head hurt. And ever since then, I've been sensitive to cell phones and Wi-Fi. And you know, you go through Silicon Valley now, which is just north of us in San Jose, and it's unbearable. It's, you can't even, it's not just a physical sensation like your head hurts, it's like you can't even think properly. Like it's disrupting your thoughts and your memory. And
sounds like a mind control beam weapon to me.
Well, you know, whatever it is, it's not good, and people need to fight it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to know what you're dealing with, you just need to know how it's going to deal to you.
Bad toxic stuff, and we need to pull together to fight it.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh, for coming on. And plug your website. Go right ahead and say farewell to the audience.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me on, Vinny, and for everyone listening. Our website is stopsmartmeters.org. And you can, get a hold of a lot of information as well as measuring devices to measure these electromagnetic fields through some of the links on our site.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you next segment, ladies and gentlemen.
Tune in, stand and be counted. Wounded station in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, frontline. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering. Dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
The fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show coming at you live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, and to be specific, West Auckland. West is best. Now, I talked to Kerry Woodham last night. For those of you in the rest of the world who don't know anything about this Shiite Muslim exploitative country in the middle of freaking nowhere that is remote but not isolated. She's kind of like, I don't know. And I don't know who I'd compare her to. Some incredibly nasty kind of talk radio show woman who just kind of is like Rush Limbaugh with breasts, I guess. That'd probably be an apt description, but she's quite lovely and quite reasonable at the same time as all of these various quite successful radio show hosts are. So I figured if I was going to be talking about conspiracy or anything of that nature, I'd need to pay her a big compliment first to give her ego a little bit of a massage, if you know what I mean. And I managed to exploit like 5 minutes of airtime out of her on the mainstream radio, talking about stuff like climate change and everything. In fact, I think we could probably just play the recording for you. Would you like that? Would you like that? Oh, yes, we'll get that done for you.
Hello, Vinny.
Hello, Kerry. I love your show, and I think you're just fabulous and bring some common sense to the airwaves on whatever I hear you talk about.
Oh, that's very kind.
I know. I'm like airplane peanuts. I'm complimentary.
Yes. Very good.
We wanted to talk about Occupy Wall Street. Now, do you know if they've issued any demands?
No.
Okay. Have you Googled Occupy Wall Street demands?
The Occupy Aotearoa don't subscribe to the same beliefs, though.
So you have Googled it?
No, I haven't. But when I specifically asked the Dunedin Occupy man, he said he couldn't possibly speak for A, the protesters in Dunedin, B, Occupy Aotearoa, or C, the Occupy movement worldwide, because each one had its own specific understandings of why they were there. And I said, well, what do you want? And he said, well, that's not for us to say. All we know is that this is the wrong place. Yeah, this
you know
is
what I think we've done?
What?
In our country, we kind of follow other people's trends a lot, don't we? You know, and I think it was on the news a while back, even our singers sing in American accents. So there's a lot of influence from overseas. Now, Occupy Wall Street has actually issued some demands. They've issued exactly 13 of them, unlucky for some.
Right, but they don't speak for all the protesters there, and they've made that very clear too.
Mm. So I wonder who actually produced this list and what's behind this entire movement if a few people have issued demands, but they don't speak for everybody.
Yes, I mean, they don't. That's the thing that I've found hardest to get my head around, is that there's no structure. There is no one person. Even the lovely hippie that I interviewed was reluctant to be interviewed because he didn't want to be seen as a spokesman for the movement and was at pains to point that out at all times. And that was, you know, that was followed through when you saw some of the Occupy protests in Europe. They had nothing to do with what the Occupy Wall Street people were complaining about.
Well, let's have a look at the common threads here, because I think they really do come across in each country as a bit of a problem. For example, restoration of the living wage. This demand can only be met by ending free trade, by reimposing trade tariffs on all imported goods entering the American market to level the playing field to domestic family farming and domestic manufacturing, as most nations are dumping cheap products onto the American market, have radical wage and environmental regulation advantages.
But that's not true.
Is it not?
No. The Americans have also been hugely responsible for artificially increasing the price of primary produce.
Well, they've also put a lot of subsidies into corn,
as I understand. They've put huge subsidies they've put huge subsidies as well as being responsible for dumping goods.
Well, this goes on to define the whole climate change argument. Have you noticed how people activated for climate change have sort of eclipsed all the other environmental issues? Nobody talks about pesticides no more. Nobody talks about heavy metals in the water.
Oh, I don't know. The anti-whaling people still get a lot of airwaves.
Well, yeah, but think about this. How much damage to people on a daily basis does whale hunting do? Probably none. Whereas how much damage does, say, for an example, a chemical like chlorine that you use to clean your pool being used in public drinking water and people are consuming it, and the knock-on effects, not to mention all the other trace minerals you can find in there that ain't supposed to be there.
Well, have a look too at the teeth decay and the teeth problems that are in areas where there isn't fluoride in the water.
Yeah, I know. They're actually in Europe, they've banned fluoride altogether, and they found no statistical difference between the average fluoride output. And interestingly enough, dentists are now making more money treating a condition known as dental fluorosis, where there's a light mottling of the teeth.
Well, that isn't the case in the far north, which is one of the poorer regions where the state of children's teeth is almost at the 1930s kind of epidemic state, which was one of the reasons that the first Labor government got elected, was on free dental health care for kids.
Well, is free dental health care supposed to be backed by scientifically verified literature to make sure that it is safe for the public?
As soon as somebody says scientifically verified, that doesn't mean what it meant when I was a kid at school. Because
what does it mean now?
It means that there are schools of scientific thought in competition with one another, and that is generally the case. There are contesting statements and contesting beliefs, and now I don't think they're facts anymore. I think they're beliefs.
I think you're correct, Kerry, because they're now scientists, the biggest religion on earth, almost the most powerful. Scientists can now say your human life is now going to be damaging to the environment, and we're going to tax you in every single thing that you do in order to pay for your damage that you cause.
As opposed to the volcanoes, which cause so much more. Thank you, Vinny. Nice to talk with you.
And welcome back. So yeah, I hope you all enjoyed that, because I did. It's generally a whole lot of fun, because you can just hijack the airwaves. This is what you should do. If you're a talk radio show host, or whatever, be bold. Just call up other talk radio show hosts and siphon their airwaves. Inject a little bit of truth. There's nothing to be said for it. You don't have to be rude. Don't have to be confrontational. You could just have a few laughs. you can just inject a few bit of little tidbits of information that might make people go, hmm,
that's very interesting.
Just think about it like that. You're just somebody having a conversation with another person about some interesting things that you found out. It happened to relate to the subject being talked about on radio. So it's not like out of context or anything. But of course, as you saw, a lot of different issues got weaved in and out of into there. We started off with the Occupy Wall Street and went on the fluoride and the carbon dioxide and all sorts of stuff. That was pretty interesting because I was I thought it was quite fluid. So look at it that way. Hijack your enemy's airwaves. Use them against themselves. If you want to start getting call screened or anything like that, you know, you got to be real polite. You've got to pay them a compliment or something like that. Makes them want to listen to you more. This is what it's all about. You know, you can manipulate these radio show hosts. I'm telling you, I'm a radio show host, and I can tell you, radio show hosts are easy to manipulate, especially when you're talking about airwaves and content and all that kind of stuff, you know? It's just like, oh, yeah, everybody's keen to have a little bit of something-something. But they don't want to have any unpleasant confrontations with people who are just plain illogical and inflammatory or something like that, or speak with a downtrodden accent, like, I know something you don't know. I say, everybody just chill, man. Just chill. Don't need to have any attitude. If you had no idea who this person was and you just walked up into the street, would you approach them with an attitude just because? No, you wouldn't, would you? Just because they're some kind of public figure or anything like that doesn't mean they're different from any other person. It means that they might operate on a different level, perhaps. But ultimately, a person's a person, and you've got to have a bit of respect for people. But if they start being, if they start a war or something like that on the airwaves, I mean, gosh dang it, you know. That was another thing I wanted to do, is to call up radio show hosts in New Zealand and in America, like mainstream, like as a caller or something like that. Be like the airwave hijacker or something. I could probably do a video log series about that, you know? I'm just kidding. I don't know. That's kind of like pranksterish. Am I a bit more prankstery than we need to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think definitely. Because I feel that the mainstream media has opened themselves up quite widely now for alternative thought. It's really starting to go out there if it can be approached in the proper manner. So, how best to use this opportunity to exploit them? All right, they're mainstream media, they exploit people all the time. I think it's perfectly justifiable to exploit their airtime and radio waves to inject a little bit of truth, a little bit of honesty, a little bit of factual evidence that some of the things that they have to talk about that are given to them by their producers are misnomers. They don't matter. What really matters is what's really happening. And that's the end of the freaking story. See, there's big billboards up from TV3 saying, it's all about the story. The story? What? What about if there was one right next to it that said, it's all about the facts? You know, because they really are just telling us a story most of the time. And it's absolutely pertinent that people who are used to listening to that same old lines about privatization this, lock people up without any warrants that, kick everybody up on the dole, all of these things that you really couldn't quite quantitatively list in a 15-minute segment. I'm not kidding. One time I tried to look for the amount of laws and stuff that the previous national government had done, passed. There were like ridiculous amounts of laws and budget cuts. Budget cuts alone was an enormous amount. Nobody sees how this kerfuffle goes on. How corrupt it is. How inherently inept it is. Have we lost our freaking minds? If you don't know what the people above you are doing, then they may very well just be standing on you. This is true in politics as it is in life. Some people look like they're trying to help you up when really they're trying to keep you down. And they're just using you to get their way to the top. Those are the only kind of people that actually wind up getting to the top. The entire political system is rigged that way. I was talking to somebody the other day who had a friend who was getting into that political game and stuff like that in a major political party, and said that you had to basically just compromise on everything and never speak up or whatever, and eventually you'll get promoted and you can't have any really original ideas and whatever. They just only advance the people who keep the status quo. Don't ask questions. We don't want you to ask any questions either, because they won't have the answers pre-prepared for them by a teleprompter reading sociopathic scumbaggery filthmonger. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, prime example of such, and we'll be right back after the break with more Douchebaggery.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like it very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. No
one will ever. Welcome back to the show that's about undermining humanity and taking over the earth. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And by the way, if you go to Illuminati.com backwards, type in the word Illuminati backwards, it takes you to the NSA website. I'm not kidding. Go to the internet and you type in the address Illuminati backwards and you will go to the directly to the NSA website. Doesn't that feel nice to know? Simon Power to head Westpac Private Bank. Cabinet Minister Simon Power. You sound like an evil villain if ever you heard of one. Simon Power. Simon Says Power. Yeah. Simon's going to rule your bank.
someone's gonna, oh yeah, gonna flex those interest rates, especially when we have to foreclose on all the mortgages as we eradicate private property and amalgamate it all into small subset of banks that are all operating in a criminal cartel. Oh yeah, Simon Powell gonna be your man. Simon Powell gonna take it over.
It was announced today. The Rangitike MP of 41 years of agelessness has been a national MP for 12 years and was tipped as the next party leader until his shock decision to stand down at the November general election because he had a better offer. So why would I just shaft the country for 200k a year when I can shaft it for 1.4 mil? Who does all the government's banking? Isn't it Westpac, the private bank? Yes, I think it is. Today, it was announced that the Commerce and Justice Minister would head Westpac Private Bank, a subsidiary of Westpac, which deals with premium personal customers. Like a Saudi royal, for example. This is the beginning of a new and exciting chapter in my career. One of my objectives after leaving Parliament is to contribute to the growth of New Zealand in the private sector. And I feel that with my experience in working with and implementing change, I can do that. He said in a statement, in that exact voice, I kid you not, I just played the recording and you didn't even notice. Westpac Chief Executive George Frazis and Power would bring a range of skills and experience to the position. As I say, if you want to learn how to screw people over to their face, the place to learn is in the government. Because you can say whatever you want before an election, and you can also say whatever you want after an election. But the same rule applies. If the uber international scumbaggery filthmonger banksters and their agents, who wind up heading private banks, are in the reins of power, that means your country is freaking screwed. Because they will not serve the agenda of the people, who, unlike bankster sociopathic scumbaggery filthmongers, want to poison everybody, lie to everybody, brainwash everybody, and get everybody into monstrous amounts of debt so that they can foreclose on you and accumulate huge quantities of cash and property all over the world, virtually owning the earth and every property on it, based upon huge, phony derivatives, bond, traded, yielding, freaking, whatever the magical, mystical ways that they call fraud these days, created a bubble of debt that is more than the entire earth's wealth combined. For the next 100 years or something. That is how much of a freaking stone that we are holding over our heads. You imagine something that is 10,000 times your size holding that? No, it'd crush you, wouldn't it? That's what these people have done. And it's all phony. It's all fake. And it doesn't matter. Because I say if they're going to do creative accounting and make all this debt up, then I say we can do our own creative accounting and just make it disappear. I think that is a very reasonable solution to the debt crisis. This is what happens whenever you put companies into receiverships, because of bad debts and all of that kind of stuff, the first thing you do if you're a decent business person and you want to get issues resolved quickly is you forgive the debts. All right, just freeze everything. Right here, company's gone to receivership. Sorry, you don't have to pay us back. You know, we're not going to get your money out of you anyway. It doesn't matter. Because everybody will be talking about compound interest and all this extra stress builds on, and it's not worth it in the end. Leaves people with a bit of taste in their mouth because it's not ethical, it's not moral. But that's what these people have been doing the whole time. In our government. In your government. And nobody seems to realize how there's some connections here. Why does a private banking mafia always incidentally get a former employee or a former scholar or a former or even a current member of a current secret society? Why is that the only choices that you got? It's called the evilarchy. It's a mixture between evil, the monarchy, and malarkey. It's a very, very terrible, tight knit group of scumbags, basically. International in scope. A few people can come and come out. Several rooms. There's first a first door that you pass through. And then eventually there's seven other doors. And you've got all different groups of people in all of those that you never knew existed before. And that's called compartmentalization. So these people don't know what the real plan is. You know, you talk about a lady like Catherine Austin Fitz, for example, high up official in the US government, finds out that the government is siphoning freaking ridiculous amounts of money. And she didn't, and nobody was knowing where it was going. Well, there's been a lot of very big, massive secret operations been going on that have been financed unbeknownst to the taxpayer in the United States. We can assure you. Deep underground military bases, for example. You know the ones that you kind of see in those movies where they go down like 30 floors or 33 floors, as was, you're like, wow, that's freaking amazing. There's like a whole city under here. That's real. And there's not just one of them. There's quite a few peppered all around the United States. Many countries have got things of this magnitude. Can survive 10,000 people for 100 years. You know, hydroponics and advanced technologies to generate all their power and everything like that, recycling the water. They feel like, oh, anything goes to Shiite Muslim, then we've got these we can go through. Right, but most of these people, Simon Power included, they'd never get a ticket to get into one of those, mate. No. It'd be the tippy top of the crop, mate. Because at the end of the day, what happens if you're the corrupt scumbag who helped a tyranny get into power? The corrupt scumbag that you helped to get into power will betray you and have you taken out. Have a look. Anytime throughout history, any dictatorial regime, bar a few maybe, that has gotten into power has wound up wiping out the people that were closest to them first, not last. Because they're the ones who could actually cause some damage. They're the ones who would know the real history, the real story. Okay? Silence them, and you also manage to eliminate a threat to your credibility. So, these people will get their comeuppance. But I don't think that that's a good thing, really. I don't think people should have to pay for their sins per se. I reckon that they should be able to make things right again. Are they capable of doing it? Because I've found that whenever somebody comes out after doing horrendous stuff for a government or what have you and comes out and goes on the record and says everything goes on, they get a tremendous amount of public support. and a tremendous amount of government discrimination. And I think that's the funniest dynamic of living these days, isn't it? Anything that's got public support has government discrimination. Think about that for a second. What's the government really there to do now? Just to tell you the things that you don't want to do. They just take everything. There's a recycling door. You know? Not a revolving door, a recycling door. Because these guys are just trash that go in and basically just make a mess after they get shipped off to China. You know, I'm not kidding. There is nothing good about the entire system. I feel that we actually need to pause for a moment. Isn't that what we should really be doing? We don't know exactly everything that's going wrong. So I say we just stop, you know, and figure out what the heck is going on here. Because we're all really confused at the moment. So much propaganda, so much disinformation. So many words and so many ears and so many poisons affecting your mind. It's not funny. How's anybody supposed to make a reasonable choice about who to vote for when the people they chose to vote for goes and works for a private bank that does all the banking for the government after just dropping out of the party? Okay, in Australia that would be illegal. Illegal. These people curry favour. So I say they call them agents, mate. You know, they're agents of change. Change is not necessarily a good thing. Especially when your country gets monstrously into debt in order to pay for loans that some scumbaggery controlled banking cartel created out of absolutely nothing, because the people of the government were either stupid enough, corrupt enough, or not there enough to say, oi, this is going to collapse the entire economy soon enough, and it's going to give you complete control over what we do, over what government policy gets passed. That's what reserve banking is. It's like a nice little fort right next to the parliament building saying, hey, we're watching you. You best not get out of line. We'll crash your economy and make you into a Weimar Republic if you don't do what we say. Think about it in a cartoon fashion. That's what I think really helps. Because where do you think the cartoonists get the ideas from? Probably cartoonists have had some conversations with some stock traders or some bankers or some description of Rothschild delineated scum. Who knows? Allegedly, there's descriptions of breeding programs. I kid you not, breeding programs where they are cooking up the next generation of swine bred to enslave you. You know, as if they're the orcs that work for Saruman, whom they serve. These people are honestly born in mud, in some description of gestation chamber beneath the earth, and have been spewed forth into reality to wreak havoc upon all of us unfortunate enough to survive it. Just like the Vinnie Eastwood show, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts,
parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Perculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Perculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Perky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
Black sunrise, black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back. It's a bit sad when you don't know what you're gonna do as the darkness closes in around you. Yeah, it surely is. You know, I think we're living in dark times, man. All the more reason to smile and act more bright. Hey, that's a good remedy for darkness, isn't it? Any amount of darkness will be chased away by even a candle. But can't do the reverse. No matter how much darkness you got, can't chase away the light. I think it's a good metaphor. What do you think? Yeah. Speaking of the darkness, Codex Elementarius. If you don't know what Codex Elementarius is, you really do need to. All right, this is very important. All right, why is it very important? Well, it's important if you eat, basically. Do you eat? Okay, you eat. So, do you want to continue to be able to? Yeah. Do you want to be able to continue to eat food that actually has nutritional value and hasn't been irradiated? Yes. Do you want to continue to be able to buy, you know, vitamins or supplements or something of that nature? Just in case you want to, you know, if you feel like you're lacking in some vitamin C or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want all those things, if you want to protect your health, if you want to have the rights of a human being to grow your own food, eat healthy food that isn't mass-produced by giant agrochemical businesses that do a lot of terrible things to them, like spray them with pesticides and inject the cows with growth hormones and all of that other kind of wonderful, nasty stuff that we've come to see from modern corporations that are under the control of certain sociopathic individuals who have absolutely no concern for a free life or a free market. We don't have capitalism. We have fascism. Had it for quite some time. Fascism is just public-private partnerships working together to shrink the size of the state. Have a look at all the state corporations, okay? A lot of them. And also, some of the major corporations, in fact, a lot of the Fortune 500, including like McDonald's and massive companies of that caliber, are owned in large part by the government as well. So we've got fascism, by definition. And it's happening in every single country, and it is global. That's the scale of the war that you're fighting. However, they operate on a global to local program, so all we need to do is operate on a local to global program. We eliminate their agendas here at home, and then we use that example to other people around the world so that they can also counter these things as well. And the key to do that is information. There's a lady named Dr. Rima Labo, and she's quite fabulous. And I'm going to play a little bit of a clip from her for you now.
Let me help you understand the enemy. And let me assure you that absolutely nothing that I'm going to tell you is exaggerated, is interpolated, or is imagined. Everything I'm going to tell you is documented, and it's a great deal of it is documented on my website, which is healthfreedomusa.org. And so they created a trade commission. That's a very important pair of words, a trade commission called the Codex Alimentarius Commission. It is not a public health commission. It is not a consumer protection commission. It is a trade commission. Now, Codex Alimentarius Commission is administered by the World Health Organization, WHO, and the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization. They fund Codex and they run it at the request of the UN. In 1994, Codex, with no notice here in this country whatsoever, declared nutrients, put on your intellectual seatbelts, declared nutrients to be toxins. They're poisons. Dangerous industrial poisons. As poisons, we have to be protected from them. What we're talking about is waking up one morning and being very surprised to find that high potency, therapeutically effective clinically significant nutrients are now illegal in the way that heroin is illegal. Not available with a prescription. Illegal. Every animal used for food on the planet, whether it has fins, feet, or feathers, every animal on the planet must be treated with subclinical antibiotics. Must be treated with subclinical antibiotics and must be treated with exogenous growth hormones. Codex requires, mandates that all food be irradiated unless it's eaten locally and raw. All food, including organic food, of course. So is it organic afterwards? Go to Codex Alimentarius, do a Google search, and look, you know, there are drop-down menus at the top of the official Codex page. Look at the toxins and the veterinary chemicals and the levels that are set. They are terrifying. In 2001, 176 countries, including the United States, got together and they said there are 12 really bad organic chemicals. They're called POPs, persistent organic pollutants. There are a lot of them, but there are 12 that are so bad that nobody could disagree that those 12 POPs had to be banned worldwide. Codex has brought back seven of the 9 forbidden POPs that 176 countries banned worldwide. Dieldrin, Aldrin, hexachlorobenzene. And the food that is imported from other countries that contains these substances cannot be stopped at our borders, because otherwise it would be, God forbid, a trade violation. That's how Codex works. In the WHO FAO projections, the epidemiological projections, they estimate, not I, they estimate, they're the experts, that just the vitamin and mineral guideline alone, when it goes into global implementation on December 31st, 2009, will result in a minimum of 3 billion, that's B, bad, big, billion deaths. 1 billion through simple starvation. Those folks who die are not particularly economically successful from the point of view of the corporations. But the next 2 billion, they will die from the preventable diseases of undernutrition. Who will live? Probably those people who are wealthy enough and powerful enough to have their own pushers of clean food and nutrients. That's who will live. You and I? Probably not. Our children? Probably not. Our grandchildren?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. As I say, ironically, you need to get serious about this. Because we're not just talking about theories here. We're talking about what is actually real. What they've already done. What they are currently doing. It is coming. Now scratch that. It's already here. They have a scheme of how to get it global without people knowing about it. Infiltration of legislation across different branches of government coerces the entire country into a certain regulatory fashion. And they're doing this with every government agency simultaneously. That's why things seem to be changing for the worse from so many different ways. Because if 10 different things go wrong, you'd think to yourself, wow, there might be a collusion there. But if 10 individual things go wrong and they're spaced out a little bit, you think, oh, well, oh, well. This is how they got you. Because you're a good, decent person, you wouldn't think that some other kind of person would do such a thing to people. Why would you intentionally kill them? And the answer is, because they're psychos. People who have psychopathic tendencies, have inordinate amounts of power, who hate humans, innocent strokes, a lot of them, do win. There's plenty of examples throughout history that you can look at to prove that for yourself. Or they take over and ruthlessly police state crush everybody. Pass a lot of gun banning legislation because they don't want people who can defend themselves. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show, unarmed and undangerous, and we'll see you again sometime.